Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm so happy that you're here. I'm Bonnie Gray. I'm a soul care coach and author of 4 books on rest and wellness. And I am so happy that you can take this time out that's just for you. I'm going to share scripture that's going to help restore calm to your emotions and your body and give you some scientific and scripture-based soul care practices. These are simple things you can do to restore that peace to your emotions and your body. One of the first questions I get as a soul care coach is, Bonnie, how can I just change the way I feel about myself? I don't like all these stressful emotions that distract me from my day and just weigh me down. It's interesting because I always like to ask, and I'd like to ask you even now, how do you respond when you feel stressed? There are 4 different ways that we tend to respond to stress, and you may not even realize it because it's become part of our automatic responses. Do you hide your heart or ignore your heart? Many of us may be feeling numb, or we've lost our joy. 3rd is procrastinating decisions for yourself. It's interesting that it's very easy for us to hop to it when we need to get things done for other people. We don't procrastinate things that have to do with taking care of others or maybe even meeting the demands or expectations for others. But when it comes to decisions for ourselves, doing things that are helpful for us, that are nurturing, that bring us peace or joy, we tend to procrastinate. And 4th, could it be you're experiencing feelings of guilt? Maybe the moment you think of something that you need or want or even desire that could bring you comfort or relieve your stress, you may be feeling guilty or thoughts of shame. And more common than not, self-critical, negative self-talk. Well, we're going to tackle one of these areas today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So something exciting I want to tell you about. There is a free Breathe devotional. Do you use YouVersion? YouVersion is a free Bible app. And my Breathe devotional is a 6-day plan to transform chaos to calm is free. It's free for you on YouVersion. So go to YouVersion and look up a plan that's called Breathe. A 6-day plan to transform chaos to calm, and you'll be able to enjoy this devotional. It's an excerpt from my new book, Breathe. Tell your friends about it. I'm going to put a link in our show notes so that you can click on it and immediately download this plan and enjoy this devotional. It's perfect for Lent because it's a scripture meditation to help you restore calm and peace, and you'll be able to get a little sample of my new book, and I hope you love it. You know, at Costco, they give away samples of little food samples, and if you love it, then you can take it home with you. So I am hoping that you'll just enjoy it, and then you'll pick up a copy of my book and sign up for the book club because we're starting this Thursday. Join over 470 women who've already signed up for this book club. We're doing a free Bible study, wellness Bible study now, and you'll also be able to get to access that as well. You'll be able to listen to the replay and watch the videos anytime. So take advantage of this. I don't want you to miss this. If you've been on the fence, I want you to sign up now. TheBreatheBook.com. TheBreatheBook.com. And I myself have healed from anxiety, panic attacks, and even moments of depression throughout a 10-year journey. And I know what it's like to feel stuck. And yet God has put different resources on my path that helped me. And it's my life passion to help you with what has helped me. So cannot encourage you enough. Go to TheBreatheBook.com. Well, when I asked you about which responses do you tend to adopt when you're stressed, all of the ones that I listed are the top four common stressors. And as I went through writing my book, I picked out the 21 most common that I hear women talk about and confide in me and in community together in my soul care coaching ministry. And so one thing that I want to tackle today on our special time on Breathe is the part about feeling numb or hiding or hurt. A lot of times women will want to ask me for a turnkey solution. Bonnie, you know, what do I need to do so I can just get rid of all these negative feelings that I have? And why is my self-talk so negative? And it's such an important truth to remember that these are just signals. There's nothing to feel ashamed about when we're finding out, gosh, our negative self-talk is kind of running away from us, because it's a signal to us that we need that soul care. We need that nurturing. And today we're going to find out specifically what we can do, one thing that we can do. And it's so interesting. Soul care is really a continual daily practice, weekly practice, or monthly practice where we can do things that nurture ourselves. And we are a living, living soul. Just like flowers need continual replenishment of water, a tree needs that rain. You know, we need a continuous rhythm and different practices that can rejuvenate you. So don't be discouraged if it seems, well, I tried this and it's not working. You are a beautiful flower that requires that nurturing or fertilizing even of the soil. Well, one of the myths that starts surfacing whenever we start to think about nurturing ourselves with God's love and peace is this myth. And see if you can identify this myth in your own life. You're being too sensitive. Your emotions can't be trusted. Do you resonate with this negative self-talk when you're feeling down or stressed or anxious? Well, you're not alone. This is an actual real self-talk that a woman came across in her own journey. And as she confided in this sentiment in our soul care coaching, asked for her permission to share it with us so that we can all understand and identify, be more aware, like this is a myth. And I include myself in it. You know, I grew up the oldest in my family, and we were a single parent family, and I often found myself putting my own feelings to the side. If I didn't feel it was helpful for anybody, I didn't want to feel like I was complaining. I just really wanted to focus on what I can do rather than how I felt. And so many of us have picked up these kind of messages, whether it's from your childhood or maybe from an experience you've had in life. But the truth is that God does care about how you and I feel. He cares about how you feel. We just have to listen, and we can nurture our way out of anxiety. We can nurture ourselves out of places of feeling down. Many times we try to think our way through. So a common question I would have in my soul care coaching ministry is, Bonnie, what can I do to stop thinking so negatively? And I just want to release you of any guilt feelings or critical self-talk, because all those negative feelings are just simply signals that you need more care, more love, more attention. and you need to prioritize your wellness. Now, this is difficult without hearing God's voice in it. We need God's word to give us that inspiration, permission, and the freedom. So I want to share where this truth comes from, that God does care about how we feel. This comes to us from a beautiful passage. I love these verses, and see which one speaks to you today. Which is the word of affirmation God is wanting to nourish you with? The first one comes from Jeremiah chapter 31, 25. For I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. I love the words here, satisfy the weary soul. God sees your weariness. He doesn't want you to hide it. He wants to satisfy it. And every languishing soul I will replenish. These are beautiful words of contrast. And in the Wellness Bible study I've been working through with over 470 women, this past week we looked at it. This beautiful tool in Bible study, which we call contrast. We see there's a languishing soul. That's us. And then there is God's desire to replenish. These are opposite, polar opposites. And yet God names it. So important principle here towards wellness is that God names the things that weary us, and he sees how we're languishing. Even though on the outside, we're getting lots done. We might be taking care of other people and getting our checklist done. And yet God sees the inner self, the true you, and he draws closer to you to replenish. Now, it's interesting also in Psalm 56, 8, the psalmist says, you keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Friend, how does that make you feel to imagine and picture that God has a book with your name on it, and he writes in it continuously because he records all the moments in your life? He wants to record it because he honors your moments of walking through the valley, walking through the challenges of your day. What's really beautiful is that this is the week of Lent. We're in the season of spring. And so we want to just soak in Jesus's moments, his journey to the cross. And there's a beautiful passage that we really want to soak in Jesus's approach towards emotional and spiritual wellness. What do you do with all those negative emotions? Well, as I read this passage, I want you to practice a little bit of what is called Lectio Divina. I want you to listen and see what word or phrase is capturing your attention. It's a contemplative way of reading scripture. You use it as a way to spark a conversation with God or open your heart up. So as I read, listen, what is the word or phrase that draws your attention? This is a very, very important scene. It's very emotional. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 40, usually we know that Jesus is alone when he goes to pray. We know that this is his practice. And yet on the most difficult night of his life, where he's going to suffer a lot, he doesn't choose to be alone. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he told them, sit here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. The NASB translates deeply distressed as troubled. Then Jesus said to them, my soul is consumed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. What word or phrase seemed to draw you in and capture your attention? Well, there are actually three movements and words of guidance Jesus gave to the disciples. And I'm wondering if these might be words that are speaking to you today. And we're going to learn the really, really beautiful, powerful tools and approach towards emotional wellness. Jesus said to the disciples, sit here while I go over there and pray. It's interesting that Jesus took them to a garden. It says he took them to a place. So I want to ask you, is there a place that where you can go to have a place of quietness and beauty that's safe for you? And it's there that you can spend time to talk to God and to pray. Second thing we notice is that Jesus says, stay here and keep watch with me. And in a beautiful place of garden where Jesus loved to go, he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. The most distressing, powerful emotions many of us hide, right? That was one of the ways we respond to stress is we hide our hearts. We numb ourselves. And yet here's Jesus. He allows himself to be seen at his most vulnerable moments where he struggled with emotions he was feeling. Now, Jesus is without sin. He did not give in to his struggles. But in Hebrews, it tells us that Jesus has been tempted in all areas that we have found ourselves in. But of course, Jesus does not give in to that temptation. He doesn't respond to his emotions in a way that would keep him off God's path. And yet, this is very comforting that Jesus expressed his sorrow and he was deeply distressed or troubled. In fact, Jesus says, my soul's consumed with sorrow. That means he couldn't find any escape from these sad moments and feelings of impending doom and anxiety to the point of death, meaning there was no escape from that heaviness. But yet Jesus said, stay here and keep watch with me. Jesus had been in this place so long that we know, if you're familiar with the scene, that the disciples even fell asleep. They couldn't keep watch. And so many of us have had to hide our hearts because there isn't a place for us to share our negative emotion. Jesus sees us. He says, I will stay here with you. I will keep watch with you. We don't have to hurry off and ignore. Jesus says, I am the one who will stay here with you. I can shoulder it. He records each moment. He honors it. Because, you know, when someone loves us in our moments of suffering, that changes everything. Suffering, when we're loved through it and comforted, that becomes beautiful brokenness because then we can heal. We can heal when we're loved and someone is there with us. Friend, what is it that you want to offer to God today? Your difficult emotions, that is what he wants to take. And this is our soul care tip because UCLA's brain imaging study, I love this study. It says that when we name our emotions, that is how we release our stress, not by ignoring it. And in fact, studies show that when we avoid our emotions, it creates avoidance anxiety. It actually increases the internal pressure that our nervous system has to hold on to, and then it will result in anxiety and greater stresses. So they had participants actually watch videos of people experiencing negative emotions and their bodies started reacting, increasing blood pressure, increasing heart rates. Their pupils were dilating, their bodies were stressing out. But when they had them watch these videos again of negative emotions, all they needed to do was to name the negative emotion. And guess what? Their body started relaxing. These are the type of tips and the types of scripture and the tools that I want to be able to give to you with 21 stressors in my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm, because we want to be transformed. It's a way we feel about ourselves and feel closer to God to experience this peace and presence. And that takes action because faith is a verb we find in many places in scripture. It's through people stepping out of faith connecting us to Jesus each time we take a step of faith. So let's end with a prayer. This is called the Stay With Me prayer. You know, Jesus said, stay with me. We're going to use his words. He understands what it's like when you're in that moment of stress. We need someone. So we're going to breathe in, stay with me, Jesus. Breathe in. Stay with me, Jesus. Exhale, breathe out. You understand. Breathe in, stay with me, Jesus. Inhale. Exhale, breathe out. You understand. This is the breath prayer that rejuvenates your body, giving oxygen, releasing tension in your body, and also exhaling a prayer to God with scripture. We can release our fears. We can name our questions and doubts. And this is when the peace of God that surpasses understanding actually comforts us. You know, it's such a beautiful feeling to feel safe where you could talk about the things that confuse you or cause you fear, and you find a welcoming arm of love. You find a welcoming love of Jesus who understands you and can keep watch with you. What is it that God wants to comfort you today? Take a moment and just receive that. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you understand our difficult emotions. You understand that we need someone. We need you. And we want to feel your peace and your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for walking the lonely, broken road so that I don't have to walk alone anymore. I need someone. I need you. Heal my feelings of shame or struggle or aloneness, and give me courage to need others just like you did. You invited three friends to join you to share the burden. Help me to be like you. Thank you. Your love is amazing. You are my everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I am just so thankful that you're here. Please do sign up for the Breathe Book Club. We're starting this week. Join me. I love being able to encourage you, and you can join the community, which is so powerful. Go to thebreathebook.com, thebreathebook.com. And there is a special free devotional for Breathe that's on YouVersion. Free Breathe 6-Day Plan to Transform Chaos to Calm. So I'm going to put a link in the show notes so that you can add this plan in YouVersion and you can enjoy it. So spread the word and tell your friends about it. Next week, I cannot wait to see you again. Remember that you're loved, you are cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast, bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.